Ricky Henderson's one of our favorite players, obviously being a Hall of Famer, but some of the stories surrounding Ricky are just priceless. You can't have a script writer come up with those. Now, I want you to confirm this story, the story in Montreal where Ricky hits a home run and then he left the ballpark because he needed to go out to get some fast food. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. We were up pretty good, and I was going to take him out, but I was going to give him one more at bat. So I said, Ricky, you'll hit, and then I'm going to put a guy out there for defense. And I didn't know this at the time, but we had a day game the next day, and there's this Japanese restaurant that he wanted to go to. This is what I guess started 4 or 5 years ago. Back when he was here in 96, he started eating the sushi. So he had to get this stuff for the day game tomorrow in order for him to stay strong. So he stayed for the game, but when we came in the clubhouse, which is my rule, the guys can't leave until the game's over, he was out of there real quick. And in fact, he came up and thanked me for allowing him to hurry up and catch a sushi place before it closed.
But I heard that he said that it was a Chinese restaurant. He loves Chinese. And then the writer said, well, what'd you order? And he said, sushi.
Yeah, I caught him on that one, too. That's what a reporter told me. I said, well, I don't think Ricky cares if it's Chinese or Japanese, but he just knows it's sushi. And the fact is, he's gotten good PR from me here now, and we're getting free sushi here at the ballpark.
I love Ricky when he goes to the plate, and you've seen this up close. Ricky talks to himself at the plate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll carry on a conversation with himself.
Oh, yeah. Third person. He has not changed anything. In fact, that's how we signed him. Dan, when he called Kevin Towers, our GM, he said, Kevin, this is Ricky calling for Ricky. Right away, he knew who it was.
I don't know if you heard these stories, but these were relayed to me by former teammates that Ricky was checking out of a hotel, and he went down to the front desk, and instead of saying he wanted to pay for his incidentals, he said, I'm here to pay for my accidentals.
Yeah.
And then he also, I think it was the Mets clubhouse where they had a reclining chair, and he called it a recycling chair. So Ricky gives us priceless ones, and he calls them aliases. When you check into a hotel under an alias, Ricky calls it an alias.
Well, we had one in 96. I saw it firsthand when our traveling secretary was explaining the rules as far as getting on the bus and going to the airport. And he said, all right, guys with tenure can go down to or go to the back of the bus. And he said, tenure? I got 18 years in.
You can't make up this stuff. That's just Ricky being Ricky.